Hey, welcome to Hobby Hard. This is the 11th episode, and the topic this week is barbecue. I'm Sam Zena, and we've also got...
I was waiting for you to say something. I could have let you keep talking, doing that forever. Dylan Heimbrock.
And filling in for Sam Porter, who's out of town for the national championship, the NCAA net, or the BCS national
championship game. That's what you call the football national championship, yes.
Yeah, anyway, filling in for Sam.
Adrian.
Adrian Edwards, our good friend, to whom we've shouted out many times, and now the other listener gets to finally hear her voice.
Exactly. It was like 6 weeks that we've been mentioning her.
I do appreciate the shout-outs.
This is fun.
Those are really fun to hear.
I'm glad you appreciate them.
Happy to be here.
Do you appreciate the impressions?
No, the impersonations I don't appreciate at all.
But they're pretty spot on, right?
No, you made me sound like a redneck Muppet.
It's just a flattering thing to sound like, though, don't you think?
Like Dr. Tooth? Dr. Teeth?
Dr. Teeth. Is that what the name of... Is that what,
he was like the lead singer for the Muppet Band.
The Muppet Band, right.
He was kind of a redneck, right?
Dr. Teeth. I don't...
Oh, the Muppets. He's the
band got the big
leader,
teeth.
The big, huge teeth.
He's kind of got shaggy. Was he in the Muppet movie?
Yeah. He's the singer for the band.
The Muppet Band.
I don't remember. There were so many of them.
No, I think... there were a lot
That's
of them.
That's what's so great about him.
I'm trying to remember. I think that he just tries to... I think that his whole character is trying to sound like a drugged-up Jim Morrison or something. Because he's trying... Or like... I don't know. He's trying to sound like some sort of 70s band. Or maybe, I don't know what the hell I'm trying to
And you think he sounds Southern?
I don't think he sounds Southern at all. I don't
remember. Well, I thought like in the original Muppet movie, they get the band together like in the South because Kermit's from like the swamp.
Right.
And then they all get, you know, pile in the car like they do in every movie. And
right.
I thought like they got the band together from a bunch of places in the South.
Well, is Kermit, in the first movie, does Kermit play in the band? And that way, like, with all those guys, with, like, Animal and all them?
Yeah, I guess
because
he
plays a banjo and he sings the Rainbow Connection. Like, that's nothing hardcore. They try to sound like some sort of 70s record. Like that really shitty band that Tim and Eric are in, Puss Whip Gang Bang.
Bang Gang.
Bang Gang. Puss Whip Bang Gang. Fucking worst hour of my life.
Yeah.
Is this an Austin band?
No. we saw the Tim and Eric live. You know Tim and Eric?
Awesome show.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay, yeah.
We saw their live show and, like... It was probably an hour long, maybe a little more. And for the first half hour, just like different sketches and stuff. And then the last half hour was...
No, dude, it was totally more than a half hour. They played like a whole fucking set. Tim and Eric, they have a really terrible 70s cover band. Like, it's not even a cover band. It's just like they try to be like a 70s power rock band. And this was like a 3-hour thing. So the first hour was like Tim and Eric doing things. There was a half hour of John C. Reilly.
That was the best part.
That was easily the best part.
We had no idea John C. Reilly was actually going to be there.
No, and he just got on stage and was amazing. And then the next hour and a half was this really awful fucking band. Just they kept going. It was funny for 5 seconds. And you're like, oh, this is going to be over now. And then an hour and a half later, they were like, time for an encore. I think it's time for me to produce
the gun
from my pocket.
And that's how they ended the show.
And they didn't do anything funny after that.
No, that's how they ended the show.
Right, it was terrible. But I still have tons of faith in their movie that's coming out.
Yeah, they're still really funny. Well, I always said that the show was like really just half funny, but the half that's funny is fucking brilliant.
Hilarious, right? Exactly. The other half is pretty trash. Let's be honest. They just took a lot of the trash part and they brought it to the live show.
So the reason we wanted to get Adrian on the show, other than to hear the listener's point of view, which we'll get to, is she's from North Carolina, and so we're talking about barbecue and. Barbecue, you know, it's all over the world. It's been around for hundreds of years. But specifically in the United States and even more specifically in the Southeast, barbecue varies a lot by region. And so North Carolina, they have their very own type of barbecue.
You're damn right we do.
Which I hope you know lots and lots about.
I know tons about it, yeah. I like to eat barbecue. Not so much here.
Really?
Yeah, no, the pulled pork here sucks.
Yeah, we live in Austin, and Texas has...
We get pulled pork
also,
in Texas for. Come on.
Texas also has its own brand of barbecue that's pretty damn good.
I like brisket.
I don't like brisket like I like pulled pork.
Yeah, I can understand that. Because I was thinking about talking about like what's our favorite barbecue we've ever had or like best barbecue eating experience. And I was trying to... I think my favorite barbecue is pulled pork. Even though I love the brisket here.
See, I think you guys have a better frame of reference than I do because I'm just an ignorant fucking Yankee to begin with. I mean, honestly, in Connecticut, where I grew up, barbecuing is just grilling. Everybody refers to grilling as barbecuing. Like, no, I don't know a single person that has a smoker.
I think we need to talk about that.
Well, I understand there's a
about what
difference.
Smokers or
no about the proper use of the word barbecue.
Oh yeah, well yeah, it's like the word fuck. It can be used to mean anything.
Yeah,
no.
It's a verb and an adjective and a noun.
All sorts of fucking things. But yeah, in Connecticut, it's legitimately like, what are you going to do today? Oh, I'm going to go to the barbecue. And it's just like some people grilling burgers and hamburgers. There's no...
That's a cookout.
That's exactly. It's a cookout.
But yeah, barbecue is used to mean like, yeah, a party where you cook or where you grill. And then also a type of sauce.
Right.
And it's also a type of cooking and or just the name for the thing that you cook. And
yeah, it's like a million different things. But I mean, like, it's kind of funny. When I moved down here, I was just like, you know, I was just associated the word barbecuing with, you know, grilling out. So I didn't realize until coming down here, like, the way that people would really differentiate it like a motherfucker down here.
So have you tried a lot of different types of barbecue? Or I guess you came with me to Mississippi.
No, I mean, like, yeah, I've never been to North Carolina. I've never been to Memphis. You know, I've never been to Kansas City. I haven't been to, like, any of these places. Or I haven't been to Alabama. And I haven't been to any of these places where they're, like, you know, best barbecue in the world. I've been to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
I've been to Dripping Springs, Texas to go, you know. I went to Hattiesburg, Mississippi with Sam. I mean, my only frame of reference outside of Texas is Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
That's great. Mississippi isn't necessarily known for its own type of barbecue, but that particular place we went to called Letha's is one of my favorite barbecue places ever.
Place was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was tasty.
I guess it's basically like... Memphis style, or like Georgia Alabama style. It's got like kind of a thick sweet sauce, and it's like mainly pulled pork and stuff. It's really good, and pork ribs.
Yeah, they had pork ribs. Pork ribs are good.
I like ribs too.
I'm a fan of ribs. But I don't know. I'm just a huge fan of just give me a huge ass piece of just fucking fatty brisket from Franklin Barbecue. No, I'll be the happiest person.
I've heard you talk
Earth.
About Franklin before.
Oh,
so you haven't been to Franklin?
No.
Oh, man.
I have not. I have been to a lot of barbecue places around here. I don't know that they would really be, like, what everyone would consider the best, but...
Where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
Let's see. I've been to County Line and Salt Lick and Green Mesquite, and...
County Line, that's out of town, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a little bit out of town. It's, like, down 2222
in,
a little bit.
What town is it in? I've heard of this
County
place.
Line?
Yeah.
It's just down Koenig.
Yeah.
Like a couple miles.
Oh, it's in town.
It's in town.
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
it's like
sorry.
A like a little bit
listening.
Outside of town.
There's,
okay. Not very
well, there's
far.
Two of them. I think there's one that might be outside of it. I know there's two of them for a fact.
Okay.
I don't know where the more famous
I thought that was
from.
One of the places that that's like right outside of Austin, but supposed to be like the best in the country.
No, dude, what is that fucking place that everyone's talking about?
I found it somewhere. Okay, it's called, shit, I wrote it down somewhere on those messy pieces of paper. It's in Luling, Texas. Called like City Market or something.
I don't know.
Either City Market, Luling, Texas. That makes a lot of lists.
Sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No,
you
it.
Go ahead.
That's supposed to be like one of the big barbecue places around here.
Yeah.
Right? It's like is Lockhart another one of them?
Lockhart.
Yeah, there's
Lockhart's
Lockhart.
What I was just trying to think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently Lockhart has just like four barbecue restaurants and then a bunch of fucking antique stores.
That sounds like Lexington, North Carolina, actually, which is another big barbecue capital.
Is that close to where you're from?
Lexington is like a couple hours.
Oh,
you're from
Norwood?
I'm from Norwood,
which is
North
where?
Carolina. It's about an hour outside of Charlotte.
Which way?
It would be northeast.
Okay.
Is that closer to the beach or
is that close to Davidson?
Davidson's right outside of Charlotte, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It is closer to the beach, yes, by about 50 miles or so.
Oh, man.
Farther away from South Carolina, though.
Oh, Jesus. Right by the beach. And there's mountains.
I've been to Davidson and Charlotte.
It's a pretty town.
I may have been in that area. I don't know.
Is that where Michael Jordan's from?
No, Michael Jordan's from Wilmington.
That arrogance.
That's further north, right?
No, that's at the beach.
Damn, I don't know anything.
What'd you go to Davidson for? Like a tennis tournament or something?
No, I went there for a summer program.
Okay. I figured it was probably something at Davidson.
And, yeah, and then the next summer I went to the same program at Duke.
Oh, okay, nice.
Was it Space Camp?
No, it was TIP. Talent Identification Program. Did you go to the summer program,
too? You got
too?
A high SAT. You took the SATs as a seventh grader.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I did it, too. I didn't actually go to, like, the camp, though.
Oh, it was awesome.
That's cool.
Did you guys eat barbecue?
At the camp?
At the camp. At TIP.
Man, I don't actually remember.
You would have, this would have been more like middle school.
Maybe. I have, I think I might have, because I have this memory of this, I made friends with this Hindu kid, and I remember him being, like, just chomping out on some, I want to say it was like pork ribs or something, and he was like, I don't even care, they're not supposed to eat pork, it's delicious. Or is it beef?
They don't
beef.
Eat cows.
They don't eat beef. They
eat
cows.
Maybe it was beef.
They respect cows.
Maybe it was just like a burger or something, I don't know. It's a very vague memory. I was like 12.
Did T.I. serve you the food?
I don't know why T.I. would have done that.
Because his name is Tib.
Oh.
That's right.
Because T.I. is short for another nickname that he gave himself.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't know. He might be the director of this Tip program. I never know.
Isn't he younger than me?
No. T.I.?
T.I.?
T.I. is almost 30.
Oh, really?
He's been in jail like eight
times.
He's
done so much in his life.
Yeah. He really has. It makes me really ashamed of myself, in all honesty, if I'm going to think about it. But
talk someone out of suicide, and that's pretty amazing.
He did. He also has gone to jail for guns like a million times. You think you'd learn once, you know?
Have you ever like seen or read anything about his wife?
No. Does he have a crazy basketball wife?
I don't know. I think he's been married for a little while.
He's younger than me.
I want to say he like married his like high school sweetheart or something.
Okay.
But
cute.
She's like little and tiny and really interesting looking and looks like she could totally take me in a fight.
Does she look like Coco, Ice T's wife?
But she's little.
Yeah, she's like little, but like super super feisty looking.
Like Lil Kim.
Like she got arrested too for like hiding one of his guns or something. at one point. And I think they've also had a few domestic violence.
They should have a reality show.
I forget what her name is, but she has like a...
Is it Little Kim?
No. She has a pretty awesome name, though.
Is it Little Foxy Brown? Does it start with Lil?
No, I don't think it starts with Lil.
Is it Lil Cease?
I don't think it's him. Wow, that's a... Bringing it back.
Bringing it back. Way back.
Wait, what
back
is
to
that?
The locks. Lil Cease, he's a rapper. He got famous because of Notorious B.I.G.,
did a song with Lil Kim.
Oh yeah,
lots of colors in the music video.
I guess we should mention it because it's bound to come out somehow. You have an extensive knowledge of 90s rap.
I do love I love me some 90s booty rap. Yep.
Yeah, Adrienne's on our trivia team, which we talk about sometimes, and she always gets the questions about 90s rap, and I never know any of them.
It's true. The two of us are usually the ones that
yeah, you too.
Yeah, that music round we had like a few weeks ago that was all songs about asses. That was
yeah, you rocked that one out.
That was really
hard.
Great for me.
That was a pretty good one.
Personal trivia highlight.
But yeah, old Lockhart, Texas, guys. I don't know. I think I've made plans to go to Lockhart with a couple of people, like the same couple of people at least five times.
Yeah, after like traveling to go to Salt Lick and Dripping Springs and like it being pretty good, and then like having Franklin in town, which is just amazing. Like I'm more hesitant to go out of town just because I know that Franklin's going to blow me away every time I go
there.
Well,
see, I'm not hesitant to go out of town to go to like Lockhart or something just because seeing as I'm not from the area, I have no issue with going to another town. I mean, you know, the problem with going out to Dripping Springs to go to Salt Lake is there isn't shit there. Like, it's literally like...
Yeah, you can't really do anything else.
There's nothing else to do. At least if there's just like a pretty little town that there's all sorts of, you know, barbecue restaurants in, at least there's something to walk around in and
look
at.
Like antique stores.
Antique stores. Apparently you can go shoot a lot of guns there too.
In Dripping Springs?
Not in Dripping Springs.
Oh, in Lockhart.
In Lockhart. Because I made plans to go with a different group of people to go eat barbecue in Lockhart and then go shoot guns in Lockhart on the same day.
They have like an outdoor gun range or something?
I have no idea. I've never shot a gun in my life. So that's why I was kind of like, that'd be kind of fun, I guess.
It sounds like a weekend with my family.
Oh, that sounds like a hell of a weekend to me. Let me tell you. You know, the Yankeeville
shooting skeet out back.
We usually just set up cans somewhere and shoot at those. We don't have a skeet thrower.
See, where I grew up, I only
Skeets
knew...
for rich boys.
Oh, rich boys. Where I grew up, I only knew, like, three kids who had guns or, like, shotguns or anything. This is kind of funny. After we graduated college and whatnot, we're all living back at home, and apparently one of these kids, his family owns a huge apple orchard, and on the apple orchard, they set up their own little gun range, and they set up this gun range less than a quarter mile behind a church. So they'd go and they would shoot on Sundays. So they would all go and shoot the hell out of these guns on Sundays as these people were all leaving church, and they'd all just get terrified as they just heard guns going off all over the place because there's no it's in the window of the woods in Connecticut. They were just these little old ladies just start freaking out and like running away. They had to actually the pastor actually asked them to stop their little gun games behind the church.
You know, actually, it's kind of interesting you mention that because like being home for a couple of weeks, like last month for the holidays and stuff. Like, when I hear gunshots around where I live in Austin, like, I start to get kind of worried. If I hear gunshots at home, it's like you don't even think twice about it.
Like out in the country?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I mean, I live at, like, the edge of, like, the edge of Norwood town limits.
Oh, I know where you're at. Yeah.
Sounds but like there's a like dangerous a, place.
There's a lot of undeveloped land, like, next to my parents' house, and people shoot, like, people hunt there sometimes.
Yeah,
that makes sense. See, yeah, where I live in town, here in Austin, is where all the crazy hippie kids live, so every other day they're blowing off, they're just blowing shit up. I still think it's hilarious just being outside, like having a beer or something, and seeing just like big plumes of fire just go straight into the air from behind these buildings. What are these fucking Satanists doing right now?
On what camp? They're like blowing up fireworks or something?
Yeah, dude, across the street. You've totally been there when they're like,
oh, yeah.
Like the
like
huge.
One
like,
of those apartment places?
Yeah, where we saw Andrew WK in the house party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like co-ops.
The co-ops, stuff. Yeah, that are all over there. Co-ops aren't a thing in the north either, so I just don't feel like explaining what a co-op is.
It's like, it's an undergrad living place.
No, it's just a house where everybody lives cooperatively, so they just
or well,
work
yeah,
on
that's
the house.
What it is. But in Texas or at University of Texas, they have a bunch of them occupied by undergrads.
Yeah, but I don't understand what you do at the one that you live in, though, because you have your own kitchen and everything. So
right, well, I sweep the floor. I sweep the stairs once a week in exchange for cheaper rent.
Oh, you know, that's not bad. I would do that.
No,
I don't like sweeping.
It takes me a solid 25 minutes, and my rent is cheap because of that. That's that. Fun story, guys.
So you were talking about how from the north you don't know a lot about like all the different types of barbecue. And I was reading a lot of people referred to the southeast as the barbecue belt, which I thought was pretty funny because it seems like the southeast is the only region that's referred to as the anything belt because it's also the Bible belt.
Bible belt, yeah.
And the pine belt.
I know about the pine belt.
Yeah, pine belt. That's a sort of a smaller region that's mainly Mississippi.
Mississippi has a lot of pine trees.
A lot of pine trees in Alabama.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I wouldn't.
As well.
Yeah. See, is North Carolina part of the Pine Belt?
By like, the coast.
Yeah.
See, I would imagine pine trees being in North Carolina, not in Mississippi or Alabama for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Tons of them.
I guess just because when I went to Mississippi, it was just so much of where we were, where it's just flat and hideous, and there wasn't really any trees. It was just a fucking depressing area.
That's just a badly developed city.
I mean, isn't every city in Mississippi badly developed?
Oxford is trying.
Is it actually a city or is it just a school? That's the main question I have. What do you think it is, Adrian? Do you think it's a city or is it a school?
I've never been to Oxford.
I've only been twice and it was only for like day trips. I mean, I guess it's kind of a city. I mean, like it's not like the campus is in the middle of downtown, but it's a small city. There's not a whole lot going on. There's that big record label there now. Fat Possum.
Oh, yeah, Fat Possum is there.
Because they started out...
That's the Walkman's record label.
Yeah, now they have a ton of really good artists.
You know who else is on that record label?
I know lots of people.
Tyler, the Creator, bro.
Oh, really? That's so weird. Yeah, they started out doing just, like, reissues of, like, country artists and stuff and, like, blues artists. And then they signed Andrew Bird. I think that was the first original current artist they signed.
And he's got to pluck his violin.
And then from there, I think they have, like, Band of Horses and Black Keys and, like, some pretty big people.
Black Keys are on that record label?
Mm-hmm.
I know Black Keys are on
there. Or at least put out, like, an album on it or something.
I mean,
just vinyl.
I knew Band
know.
Of Horses were on there, and I know what the Walkmen are on there. That's a good story. But I
and
really
there's
wanna...
also a really cool recording studio there called Sweet Tea, and that's where Modest Mouse records. And...
Oh, I actually read a really fun story about Isaac Brock recording. I think it was
in
there.
Mississippi?
In Mississippi.
Probably. That's where they recorded like the last three
albums.
Well, it's
also really funny. It was when they were recording before the ship even sank. I was reading like a thing in Rolling Stone about them. And the reporter was just following around Isaac Brock because he goes into a 7-Eleven or something to go get some food at like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, like real late time. And he starts chatting up with the Indian guy about that's working behind the counter. And he's talking to this guy forever, and eventually he goes, like, what do you want to do when you're done with this? Like, what would you really like to do the second you finished working tonight? And the guy says, I really just want to go to a strip club. And Isaac Brock says to him, he goes, all right, what time do you get off? I'm going to go record some more. I'm going to meet up with you here. I'm going to find out what the best strip club is within, you know, a certain distance, and we're going to go. And so the guy just laughs.
In rural Mississippi.
Yeah, in rural Mississippi. The guy just laughs, and he says, whatever. And Isaac Brock goes, he records, he comes, he meets back up with the guy, and he takes him to, the strip club. Like in rural Mississippi, real fucking late. And I thought all of that was funny, especially because they started talking. Like they also have like they also have a very long talk dissecting the different foods that they're selling, that the guy's selling at the grocery store, at the corner store, which I also thought was pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, Isaac Brock. That was after he cleaned up. That's when he stopped doing drugs.
Oh, right. Okay.
Although I think that he just did smoking pot again.
Well.
But some people claim that's not a drug. So.
His business.
Yeah, exactly. But here's what I wanted to know, Adrian. How do the places that you've been in Austin compare to North Carolina?
What I like about barbecue places in North Carolina is that they're like usually really small and independently owned, and they have like red and white tablecloths, and mm-hmm. it's like really old school and redneck looking. And it's always really cheap too. And I think North Carolina has better sides. Like I like that with brisket, you get like pickles and onions,
mm-hmm. right.
but, and you don't actually get any of that with pulled pork. And well, I don't know. I feel like I should mention, in Western North Carolina,
yeah, let's hear what makes it Carolina.
Right. Cause there's like Western North Carolina.
Oh yeah.
And
I read
Eastern
that there's
North Carolina.
Two like distinct variations within the state of North Carolina.
And then right. there's South
three
Carolina.
Within South Carolina. Yeah. That's right. Crazy. Cause like across the world, like there's sort of one type of barbecue for like Mongolia.
Right.
And like one type of barbecue for like, China.
Korea.
Right.
Yeah, Korea.
Korean barbecue.
But yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Within these small states, there's all these very distinct types. Go ahead.
So in North Carolina, Western barbecue, you use like a pork shoulder or a pork butt. Like that's the only part of the pig that you use in Western North Carolina barbecue. In Eastern North Carolina barbecue, you use the whole hog. And like that's why a lot of times people have like pig pickings and stuff.
Oh, what is a pig? I read all about that.
Seriously?
I read all about that today.
This is like a very common, very like pretty common thing in North Carolina where like someone will buy a hog and they'll like smoke it all day or like for a couple days. I'm a terrible cook. I don't know how long you smoke it for.
It's a long time.
A long, long time. And then they'll just like lay this whole dead hog out on a table. And people just like you just like go down the buffet line and like pick off some whatever kind of meat you want.
So do you always go for the feet? The pig feet?
No, I like the shoulder.
The ears? What about the ears?
No.
That's kind of what I did for my office Christmas party. They smoked like a whole pig at Haddington's downtown.
That sounds so goddamn delicious.
It was
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh my God.
And then in Western North Carolina, there is, which Lexington is in Western North Carolina, so that's like a North Carolina capital.
Oh, you want to talk about some sports? Is that what you're getting to?
That would be like the Western North Carolina capital for barbecue. But Eastern North Carolina doesn't really have a capital for barbecue.
I've been to Western North Carolina too.
Have you? To mm-hmm. the mountains?
I've been to like Asheville and Sylva.
Silva's out in the middle of nowhere. Asheville's really nice.
And Brevard and some other places. Cherokee, Bryson City.
Oh, Bryson City.
Ela. No, I was a kid. Where else?
I've been to Dover, Delaware.
Ooh. What'd you get into there?
It's a fancy town. I went and visited, visited a college. You can literally see the edge of town from the middle of the college. It's kind of hysterical, actually.
The college where Joe Flacco went?
Yes, the University of Delaware. Oh. Joe Flacco. Sports, Adrian.
No, sports. No. I'm gonna let you guys talk about it. That's what you're gonna do.
Go ahead. Sorry. North Carolina.
Yeah. So Western barbecue has like a tomato based sauce. And Eastern North Carolina has like a vinegar.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that generally about North Carolina is the vinegar.
Right. Vinegar with
so that's
like
mainly Eastern.
With like yeah, mainly Eastern. I personally like pork shoulder, but with Eastern North Carolina sauce.
Okay. So is it kind of a thin sauce?
Yeah, it's really thin. I mean, it's basically like just straight up vinegar with some stuff thrown in.
It's like, what is that? Shit, there's the new trailer that just opened in town. What the fuck is the name of it? I went there like 3 weeks ago. I was telling you all about it, Sam. Do you remember what the
name? Jay Mueller's?
Jay Mueller's. Jay Mueller's is a vinegar-based sauce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jay Mueller's.
Is it still brisket?
Yeah, no, they still have brisket. They still have brisket. I mean, they have pork ribs. They have pork ribs, and they have sausage, pork sausage. I think they have pulled pork too. They had a lot of pig stuff. But yeah, they had vinegar based sauce, which wasn't. It's not the case at Franklin, right?
No, theirs is pretty thick, isn't
it's
it?
Pretty
almost
thick,
everything
yeah.
I've had here has been like thick, thick red sauce.
Texas is more of a thick, sweet, spicy,
tomato based,
smoky. Thing. Yeah,
yeah. Well, at Franklin, it's espresso sauce.
Oh yeah, and they have that espresso sauce.
Espresso sauce is awesome. It's real good. It's just a lot
you gotta
of.
Try. I
a
guess
lot
they
of
do have a sauce that's more like runny and vinegary.
Right. They have a
but
lot.
They
of
have
sauces
just like
over
three,
there.
Three sauces. Or
right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, you can continue your story.
Yeah, were you still going?
Are you still talking?
I guess originally I was going to talk about the sides.
Oh, sides, right. But yeah, it's a big thing with barbecue anywhere is what sides you get with them.
Well, see, and that's
beans and potatoes and coleslaw and all that.
I was having a conversation with somebody about that, actually. I don't know, it wasn't that long ago. I was talking about Sam's Barbecue here in town. I personally think that place fucking sucks. I think it's terrible.
I didn't think it was that good either.
Have you been there? You haven't been there, Adrian? Don't go.
It's
awful.
On East 12th. It was... No, it really was kind of bad.
No, it's not kind of bad. It's awful.
I didn't like the brisket that I got at Lambert's, actually.
Yeah, Lambert's is pretty good. I liked Lambert's. I've definitely had better in town, but...
Lambert's... Yeah, I like Lambert's. I think Lambert's is fairly fine. I think that the problem with Lambert's is that they just try to make something that isn't fancy inherently.
Right.
They try to make
no,
it fancy.
I just didn't really care for it.
I think
much.
The times that I've gone...
Yeah, you kind of mentioned, like, the best barbecue places are kind of divey.
Right.
And
like, well, that Lambert's
not just, open on Mondays.
That's just
or
sort of
Sundays.
The nature of barbecue. Like, it just seems like this.
Shit, you just reminded me. Franklin isn't open on Monday, and I really wanted to fucking go there.
They're open on Sundays?
They might be open on Sundays.
I think maybe the Monday thing is a barbecue thing because, like, the,
oh,
pit,
it's open on
the pit on Burnett, which isn't the best barbecue in town, but is close to where I used to live and is pretty tasty for somewhere that I could walk to. They're not open on Mondays either. And they close at like 7 o'clock every other night.
I want to just remember that because I remember I have the day off on Monday and I really wanted to. I think I get a paycheck on Friday. That's disappointing. Oh, well. End of that story. Sides. That's what I was talking about. I was talking about Sam's Barbecue, right? This place is, you know, people, it's like pretty well known in the city. Like outside of the city, people come down and, you know, that is a super divey place. But like the brisket, it was okay at that place. And then everything else was pretty, like, kind of terrible, but then the sides are fucking awful.
Yeah,
and I had a conversation with somebody who was telling me about how, like, you know, it's like the meat is just like the best thing is the brisket, the rest of it's kind of crap. And then the sides are kind of unedible. And he said, you know, and the guy whoever was talking to, I said, you don't get barbecue for the sides. It's just like, well, the sides are a main part of the meal. The sides are a main part of any fucking meal that you have.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's just like the way that food happens. You don't just eat just like, I've got this chicken and then I have,
especially with barbecue,
you know,
that's sort of part of like the meat and three vegetable structure of meals that is in Southern cuisine.
Exactly. And, you know, with barbecue too, a lot inherently, you wind up making sandwiches out of all this shit and you put it together half the time and it's delicious and that's what you do. But this
the first time I had pulled pork sandwich with coleslaw on the sandwich, I was like blown away. I was like, why didn't I think of this?
It's because it's fucking awesome.
It's amazing.
So good.
So
that was in Memphis, by the way.
My three preferred sides for barbecue are hush puppies. Preferably like the sweet kind.
Is that common in North Carolina?
They're everywhere. Yeah, you can get hush puppies everywhere.
I mean, I've had hush puppies, but I've never had it with barbecue.
It's just like with biscuits. Biscuits and hush puppies in Texas.
You should probably explain what hush puppies are in case anybody in the North
Someone asked me. Yes, I think it was Julia, actually.
Yeah, Julia.
Which, I mean, she's from Boston, so I guess that makes sense.
The hush puppies aren't a thing
puppies.
In the Northeast, so you should probably explain what it is.
So a hush puppy is like a piece of like cornbread batter, I guess, with like some sweet onions thrown in, and then you throw it into a fryer, and they come out in little bites of deliciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Little
balls.
Good.
They're like the size of like a donut hole or something.
Delicious.
Well, here they're circular. In North Carolina, they're all different sorts.
Oh,
of
really?
Shapes. Yeah.
They're served a lot with fried fish in Alabama, or on the Gulf Coast. And they're like always circular. They're probably just like frozen. They just throw them in the fryer.
Are they sweet?
Yeah, they're kind
of
sweet.
Because a lot of times here, instead of hush puppies, you get like jalapeno cornbread.
Oh,
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not down with that.
I like the jalapeno. I like the jalapeno cornbread. I'm a fan of that.
Not with barbecue.
I mean, not with barbecue. I'm just a fan of it in general, though.
So I would go for hush puppies and fried okra and which is also something that's kind of hard to get.
Yeah, I haven't had either of these with barbecue. Here.
Yeah.
I think it's either Haddington's or Parkside that has really good fried okra that I really like. And it's like
I mean, I've had fried okra, just never with barbecue.
Oh, Parkside has an awesome happy hour, by the way. We should go do that sometime.
Yeah, I've been there. I've done that.
That'd be fun.
We should do that.
It was good.
And then red slaw, which is something that you can't really get outside North Carolina.
Red slaw.
Maybe we could have a whole episode about slaw. There's so many different. Red slaw?
Red slaw is, I mean, it's still made with like cabbage and whatever else you put in slaw. But it
mayonnaise.
There is no mayonnaise in North Carolina. Well, I mean, people make like white slaw and stuff, and some barbecue places make white slaw. But like that used to be one of my like. That used to be like on my like barometer of how much I like a place is like, do you have red slaw or do you have white slaw?
Wait, so what makes it red?
It's red cabbage, isn't it?
I think it's got like a little bit of, I mean, again, I want to say it's vinegar. That's the base for it. And it's just got like a little bit of ketchup and red pepper mixed in. So I don't know.
Oh, so it's a little spicy.
Yeah.
They use red cabbage or anything?
That's cool.
No, I mean, well.
I would imagine they use red cabbage.
It's usually white cabbage. Red cabbage contrasts nicely with like the white color of white coleslaw. That's why I feel like
that barbecue sandwich I mentioned with coleslaw on it. The coleslaw there in Memphis at this particular place, I don't remember what it's called. It was yellow, but it didn't really have that strong of a mustard flavor. So I don't even know like what made it yellow, and they wouldn't tell us.
I don't really like coleslaw on my barbecue sandwiches.
Oh
either.
Man,
love
it!
Love it.
No,
it's
like
so good, delicious.
It makes everything so soggy.
See, I just
it's already gonna be soggy
as shit.
Well, yeah, but I mean like. I don't know. I feel like the top of it.
Yeah, you have vinegar sauce. How is it not going to be soggy already?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be soggy, but the coleslaw just, I don't know.
Yeah, no matter what, barbecue just generally is wet. You're not going to avoid
messy
it being
food.
Wet. See, I like that. See, that's what I like about this idea of North Carolina barbecue is that you guys have a much wider variety of sides.
I actually like pulled pork dry, too. Like, there's a place close to
dry rub?
Well, no, it just doesn't have anything on it. Like
just dry smoked pork.
Yeah, this is like a place that's near where my parents live, and you can just like they give you the barbecue like in a big old styrofoam cup, and then they give you like all the sauce separate with it.
Oh, so it's not.
I thought you were referring to saying the meat was dry, and sort of say that doesn't sound enjoyable at all.
You just mean without sauce?
Yeah,
it's
I'm talking
still
about like
good without the sauce.
No. I'm talking about like I'm talking about just like the meat itself just ending up being just very dried out.
Oh no, no, it's
you know
still,
like jerky
still
or
tender.
Something.
It's still like been smoked for a while and
right.
Everything.
No, see, yeah, that's what I was thinking you were saying for a second. Yeah, obviously, yeah, barbecue can totally still be good without the sauce.
So, do you want to play categories?
Sure. What happens if you don't say it again? Like the
okay,
word?
So if you lose, you can't say the word, in this case, barbecue, for the rest of the episode. And if you do say it, no, wait. It doesn't matter if you do say it.
I thought that you came up with that.
But if you succeed with not saying it for the rest of the episode, then the next time
you can choose to skip a turn,
which I guess that won't help you, but maybe we can. If it comes down to it, you can give the pass to Sam.
So you're just
going to
get a category and we're going to go around the circle and try to name as many things in that.
Yeah.
He's got to play the sweet theme song.
Oh, yeah, but first, yeah, don't hold your horses there, Adrian.
Like
pretty good,
ending.
Right?
The ending of it's my awesome. Favorite part.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was great.
Is that your favorite part of the show?
Yeah, very, very appropriate.
As a listener, what do you not like about the show?
You guys get so off topic on some of the
But is that really why you listen? You listen
sometimes.
For us to like inform you, or you don't enjoy the random banter?
Sometimes.
I mean, well, you've already gotten off on some tangents.
Well, there's a like
without our help.
There's a fine line because
right,
like you guys
help.
Are my friends and I hang out with you. So like I don't know. I mean, I guess I do this when you guys like get off on tangents that I'm not interested in during your podcast. I guess
like
I
sports.
Do, yeah, I guess I do the same thing that I do like when I'm sitting in front of you guys and you do that, which
you
is just I
tune
just
us out.
Tune
I
out.
Just sit quietly and think about something else.
Wait for it to end.
And you do definitely do that.
Well, I guess it sounds like it doesn't bother you too much. You just kind of
no, not really.
You stick it through. Okay.
Well, sometimes you just really want to learn about. You know, Ron Artest. Or who did we talk about last week?
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Ron Artest.
Ron Artest, Metaworld Peace.
Oh, yeah. I basically, like live blog that via text with Dylan the other day, too, while I was
oh, yeah. You told
to
me
it.
About
yeah.
that.
It's my favorite part of the day, in all honesty.
Glad you
okay,
that.
So you're going to go for... I'm going to name the category because I lost last time. And then you're going to go. I lost last time, right?
Yes, you lost last time.
And then you're going to go first, and we'll go this way.
Okay.
Clockwise.
All right.
The category is animals that you barbecue.
Pig.
Cow.
Chicken.
Duck.
Sure.
Turkey?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well.
Goat.
Jesus, I don't know. Cat? I don't know. I guess it depends on how twisted you are, right?
Well, I guess I said that with the assumption that it's common animals. I'm not going to accept cat.
Would you have accepted dog?
I had conceded defeat already, I think.
Wait, let me get the theme song going. Oh, here we go. All right, categories.
John, the producer, pulled it off there.
Yeah, he's doing a better job this week.
Yeah, he's not as high in glue.
Thanks, John. Which brings us to our weird fact of the week. In that round of categories, I said goat. Barbecue actually originated with goat. The word barbecue...
You set that up.
I
you
did.
Knew I wasn't going to be able to come up with anything after goat.
Oh, I did come up with something after goat. I was going to say alligator.
Oh, yeah.
People definitely barbecue.
Well, it worked out perfectly, so thank you.
Yeah. Cool, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
So, yeah, the word comes from barbacoa, which you might have guessed, because in Tex-Mex,
Chipotle?
There's a lot of, barbacoa tacos or what
right.
have you. And barbacoa originated, the word and the food originated in the Caribbean, and it literally means sacred fire pit. And it was when they would, like, dig a hole in the ground and then, like, lay down a ceramic clay, like, big plate thing, I guess, to, like, catch the juices that fall off. And then they would, like, roast a full goat and, like, cover it with, like, agave and whatever they used to season or marinate it.
Well, it sounds delicious.
And that was the first barbecue.
It sounds delicious, all of that. Sounds wonderful.
It does sound pretty good.
It's cool. Trying to think if I had.
And that was as early as, or it's found, the word is found in writing as early as 1672. So
it's a long time ago. 1672.
Actually, I guess that wasn't really that weird of a fact. That's just a fact. Here's my weird fact. And so I mentioned all these different countries have their own style of barbecue. In the Philippines, this must be a recent development, because their barbecue is either pork or chicken mixed with ketchup, pineapple juice, and 7-Up.
I bet that's delicious.
I could see that being pretty tasty, actually.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, that would be probably pretty good. Yeah, because, what is it, cochinita pibil, which is like a Mexican dish that's made with, like, orange juice and Coke.
Well, what did we have, Adrian, what did we have during Thanksgiving that Corey made? It was just like...
It was cheese and pineapple and Ritz crackers, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And a shitload of butter.
It's so much butter, yeah. It was really...
What was the consistency like?
It was just these huge chunks of... Like,
and pineapple.
It didn't even solidify like a casserole would.
All right.
It was more like just huge chunks
just
of pineapple.
Bites.
Yeah, yeah, like a bite of pineapple with... just a shit ton of cheese
and
butter
and
Ritz
crackers.
Yeah, it was like...
And sugar. I think there was some sugar in there,
too. It's kind of hard to imagine what it would taste like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he definitely put a lot more sugar. Yeah, no. When I heard that he was making this, I thought it was immediately going to a diabetic coma the second that I ate it.
It was so good.
And it was quite possibly the best fucking thing that we had.
And I remember when he pulled it out of the oven and like, pulled the foil off of it, I was like, what the hell
fuck
is
this?
That?
Yeah.
And then even when he told us about it, I feel like everybody was really skeptical about like the pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, because you're really watching good. Him making it, he just took like a bunch of pineapple and put like 3 cups of sugar on top of it. You're taking something that's already inherently sweet and just adding more sugar to it.
I feel like that's something I could cook and
yeah.
I might steal that from him.
You should go ahead because it is so good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
And that's what that, you know, ketchup and Sprite and whatever.
7-Up, actually.
Oh,
it 7 has
up.
To be 7-Up.
What was it? Ketchup, 7-Up? What was the other thing? Lemon juice?
Pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice?
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of that. So, delicious.
That'd be pretty good. So, I guess we should sort of get into what makes barbecue a hobby. Because if you didn't know any better, you might think we're just talking about
food.
A style of cooking and not necessarily a hobby. But it really is. It transcends cooking. Because it really is a hobby because people like
right.
try to be really good at it. And and are very competitive about it. And
well, there's all these TV shows about it, too, now.
Yeah,
there's, and there's totally, like, a traditionally accepted way of doing it. And if you diverge from that, then people give you a lot of
You're
shit.
You're shunned.
Well, yeah. I mean, we talked about, you know, we mentioned this restaurant in town called Franklin's Barbecue, which, you know, all these places in America are coming out and recognized, claiming, you know, best barbecue
Bon
in America. Bon Appetit was one of them. And, you know, the guy, he's literally going up and... And acting as chef in barbecue restaurants in New York now. And
oh wow!
He's gone up there and done
what
that.
A badass.
Well, he's gone up there and done it for like a week in a couple
I love
places,
that guy.
And people have legitimately raved about how much better the food was at like some of the supposed best barbecue restaurants in New York City. And you would imagine they'd have decent barbecue somewhere in New York just because it, you know,
just 'cause they have everything.
Yeah. Exactly. But apparently, I mean, this guy, you know, the way that he started was legitimately he just decided to go buy a smoker one day. And because he just wanted to learn how to, you know, smoke meat. And eventually he just kept making brisket until he made the perfect brisket. And now he built another smoker at the restaurant so they could extend the hours of the restaurant. And he used it like once and he decided he hated the smoker that he had built. So now he's selling it. And we should just get it. He's just decided I'm just going to keep the restaurant open until 1 o'clock, like it's open every day now. But, I mean, yeah, that's totally the whole thing, though, is that these people, they legitimately just say, I want to smoke some meat. And then they just go buy, like, a big green egg or, like, a legitimate smoker or something like that. And they sit around and they just perfect it. And, you know, their whole goal, even if they're not competitively doing it, is to make the best smoked meat they
it's
could
also
possibly
really
do.
It's also really closely tied to sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tailgating.
Probably because it takes so long to cook.
We talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
It takes
plenty
forever
of time
to cook.
For everybody to get wasted.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, if you're making some perfectly cooked brisket or whatever at a tailgate, you know, especially around a bunch of drunk people, they're going to revere the hell out of you.
I like
is
the,
really what it comes down to.
I like
to.
The word barbacoa means sacred fire pit, because I feel like that sort of reflects how, like, intense people feel about it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Other types of cooking and stuff.
I think it's just kind of anything with, an open flame. People just get really fucking, really, really, they just get really excited about. You know, like, there's this restaurant down in Uruguay that I've read about a bunch of times and I've seen on TV that I really want to go to. Like, the guy even wrote a cookbook. He calls, cooking with seven types of fire is basically what the cookbook's called. And he's got all these crazy fucking ways that he does it. Like, he cooks, like, salads in pumpkins in ash, like, already, like,
wow.
Really hot ash. And then he devised this oven that at the bottom is, like, an outdoor brick oven. At the bottom of it is a huge fire. On the top of it, he sets another fire, and he cooks something in between the two of them, and he calls it his little hell that he cooks everything in. And then he also, like, makes, like, a barbecue, like, a really, like, roast shit, and, like a whole, he'll roast, like, an entire cow, like, on, like, a spit. But he trucks in tons, like, literally tons of wood in order to build up the fire so that he can roast this enormous full calf.
People get really picky cow. About the kind of wood they use, too.
Right,
yeah,
that's another thing.
And
hickory, oak.
Maple.
Mm. I mean, I think it's just like... I think
Did I make that up?
Do no.
use maple?
Like, maple do. Smoked stuff. But, I mean, there actually
like
isn't, like...
apple wood?
Yeah. There isn't, like, a whole... In North Carolina, it's mostly hickory oak.
Oh, okay.
I
guess
it's
a lot
usually,
of mesquite here.
It's usually, like, a hardwood, like, though, because it burns for so long.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And you've got to smoke this shit for like 8 hours to make it good.
Yeah, there's not really all that much flame involved.
Have y'all ever heard of the...
But I think it's the whole barbarian nature of it all, of just like having a big fire and just cooking something for a long time over this
massive
fire. Yeah,
because it's basically
fire.
Like... Yeah, actually, I said before that it's, what, been around for hundreds of years. But, I mean, basically, you could argue that it's been around since the beginning of mankind.
Exactly.
Because that's how they cook. They just fucking burn shit.
Exactly.
Like, they just fucking threw a zebra on a fire and burned it.
Exactly.
And that was barbecue.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Have y'all heard of Memphis and May, what's the official name? Memphis and May Barbecue Competition. What is it called?
Yeah, Memphis is
Memphis
all
May
like,
World Barbecue Championship.
Theirs is all like dry rubs, right?
They're sort of mainly known for dry rub, but they also have sort of their own style of sauce too.
Okay.
I don't think I've actually had dry rub in Memphis. My brother lives there, but I've had like a lot of sauce, like pulled pork and stuff. So I went to the Memphis and May World Barbecue Championship. A year or so ago. It was really cool. It's also like coincides with their Memphis and May Music Festival. And it holds the Guinness World Record for the largest barbecue competition.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Neat.
I was there.
That's cool. Do you eat a lot of barbecue?
Yeah, my brother's brother-in-law has competed like a bunch of times, and won. Like he had won something the year before I went.
That's pretty badass.
I think you win money. I don't know.
I mean, now they have these TV shows about it too. When I was home when I visited my parents recently, I was watching one of them on like TLC or something with my little brother. They had like a massive barbecue contest in Texas, and they were just following around like four of the people that were at it. And just, like, watching them just, like, cook the food and then just, like, cut it open and decide specifically which pieces they were going to give to the judges and, like, to the way that they would arrange it. And it's just, there's, like, none of these people are even going to see the way that the shit's arranged. Because then they show the people actually eating it, and they just legitimately, people just, they just put it on, like, a bunch of pieces of paper and hand it out. It's just like, I like number four. What do you think about this one? And it's just really funny how artfully they try to do it. Mm-hmm. And then some of them actually get smart about it and try to, you know, just keep it as hot as they possibly can when they go into which is what you should be doing anyway, just like the way that they would package it.
But, well, I mean, really, when it comes down to it, though, like, barbecue, it's right. Pretty much good, even if it's
yeah.
Not really that good.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those types of foods that even the worst barbecue is still pretty damn good.
I don't know. I'm never going to go to Sam's again.
That's
I hated
true.
That fucking place.
Their sausage is really bad.
It was so bad.
So, do you have a weird fact of the week, Adrian? You listen to the show. You know what we do.
I don't usually get to the end.
Oh. Are you serious?
Sorry, you guys.
What a jerk. God. Oh, my God. Our only listener doesn't even get all the way to the end.
That's so disappointing.
Oh, God. I just shed a single tear. What are we doing
all right,
this for?
Never mind. There's your weird fact. That was pretty weird.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, I want everyone to name your favorite barbecue restaurant or just one that you'd like to share with the listeners.
In Austin?
No, just in the world.
Okay.
So you just name a place in North Carolina.
Okay. Mine's Allen & Sons in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Allen & Sons?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
You said Franklin enough times. You know what place I really love here is Rudy's. I fucking love Rudy's.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think
love
Rudy's.
Is really
I think
good,
Rudy's
yeah.
is delicious. I really like Rudy's. So I'm just going to say Rudy's since I've said Franklin, and it's my favorite. Franklin is my favorite restaurant ever.
All right. And I'm going to say Letha's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, because I love that place.
The place was good. It's good stuff.
All right. And time for the final question. Would you hobby hard barbecue, Adrian?
If I could cook. Totally, but as it is, probably
selling yourself
not.
Short.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, possibilities are endless.
I imagine you would smell like smoke. Like, I mean, at least I mean, I would smell like barbecue smoke at least. But I imagine you'd smell like smoke all the time, though.
So, what's yes or no?
My verdict is no.
It's crazy. I would absolutely do this. I think that you know, eventually, one of these days, when I have a backyard, wherever the hell I'm living. I would absolutely buy, like, a Big Green Egg or, like, another smoker or something and just try to cook the shit out of some barbecue.
I'll come over and eat with you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come over. So are you, Sam.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm also, yes, I would love to, like, just play around with all the different combinations of you know, like, different techniques and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all the different woods that you can use and, like, the length of time and the heat. Like, one of the Aaron Franklin, he talks about how he tried, you know, he makes sure certain to keep his smoker, I don't remember if it's exactly 400 degrees or how much it is, but he cooks it. She wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning and cooks it for 8 hours every single day. And he makes sure that the entire time he's cooking it, that the smoker is at like 400 degrees the entire time. That's just kind of crazy to be sitting there for 8 hours doing that.
So we stayed on topic pretty well.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
I want like a barbecue Thanks. Hobbyist neighbor and like a home brewer.
Oh yeah!
Oh God!
Which we are going to do homebrewing soon. What do you know? What we're doing next week? I guess we don't know.
We didn't decide.
We've been deciding a little late. So sorry if you're really on the edge of your seat for what's going to happen next. But I doubt it because you probably don't even listen to the end of the episodes. Fucking listeners!
I think Clay does. I think we got one.
All right. Maybe we should have brought Clay on.
Maybe. Well, Clay's in the ICU right now. He broke his face.
Oh yeah. How
the other
is he?
Day. He's not actually in the ICU. I was making.
He fell down the stairs or something.
He fell down the stairs and chipped a tooth. I don't know. I haven't seen him since Friday, so I don't know.
Adrian just asked, "Was he drunk?" under her breath.
Well, Well, I mean, next time you guys can have Clay come on, but.
No, I'm thank you so much for coming.
Yeah,
thanks
it was
for
fun.
Letting me have
You're
my,
great.
My Thank
maybe we'll have you back. We feel a lot better about having guests now after John Donegan. We weren't sure we'd ever have one.
Did I at least do better than John? Yeah.
Oh my God! Yes.
Anyone could have done better than John.
John was
Donegan.
The worst. John actually.
I didn't even make it like 15 minutes into that episode.
Oh, it's the worst.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. Never listen to it. No one should listen to that. I told them after that episode that I hope that we're never going to have a guest again. So.
Well, yeah, so thanks again, and Owen, with the votes, the ayes have it. We would hobby hard barbecue. Thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.